leave the tar sands in the ground, the coal under mountain tops. 'Cause we need clean air in our lungs and clean water in our cups. Yes, we can say no tar sands. This pipeline points to hell. And true homeland security is something you don't sell. You don't trade our children's birthrights for a mess of tar. If you like the climate livable and our coasts right where they are, leave the tar sands in the ground, the coal under mountain tops. 'Cause we need clean air in our lungs and clean water in our cups. President Obama, we helped put you where you are. Now don't you trade American birthrights for a mess of tar. Yes, you can say no tar sands. This pipeline points to hell. True homeland security is something you don't sell. Leave the tar sands in the ground, the coal under mountain tops. 'Cause we need clean air in our lungs, clean water. Sacrifice, well, I believe we are, 'cause we like our climate livable and our coasts right where they are. So leave the tar sands in the ground, the coal under mountain tops, 'cause we need clean air in our lungs and clean water in our.
Thanks for returning to Great Speeches and Interviews on Access Sacramento and The Voice. I'm Steve Lerman. Coming up next, British Columbia rejects tar sands pipeline. Canada's still looking for alternative export routes for tar sands oil. Danielle Droit of the Natural Resources Defense Council's Canada Project tells Steve Curwood that British Columbia has rejected a proposal to send a pipeline through their pristine province.
I'm Steve Curwood. The Canadian West Coast province of British Columbia has rejected a proposed pipeline to bring tar sands oil to its ports. The decision likely means more troubles for the proposed and hotly debated Keystone XL pipeline through the U.S. to Texas refineries. Activists are fighting hard against Keystone XL, arguing it would aggravate global warming, though the U.S. State Department claims that with or without Keystone, the tar sands oil will be exported. But Danielle Droitsch, head of the Natural Resource Defense Council's Canada Project, says the British Columbia decision changes the game.
Basically, the British Columbian government said no to moving 500,000 barrels a day across 600 miles across some of the most rugged and pristine areas of British Columbia. And they did that because of the risk of spills to that pristine environment, the risk to the commercial salmon fishery, and the risk to human health.
What's different about tar sands oil than regular oil?
Well, that's one of the things that the British Columbian government pointed out, and it's a lesson we can certainly take for the Keystone XL tar sands pipeline, which is that essentially tar sands oil is very different than conventional oil. You have to keep in mind that it's solid in its natural state. It actually has to be mixed with chemicals to push it through a pipeline. So this actually poses much greater threats to water.
Let's talk a bit about Canadian politics. How important is it for the province to make this ruling on a matter like this? I mean, what power does the central government, does the federal government of Canada have to overrule the province here?
The decision to approve pipelines is the jurisdiction of the federal government. So the federal government could go ahead and ignore what the province has said and approve the pipeline. But there are a number of risks in doing that. 60% of British Columbians are opposed to the tar sands pipeline that has just been rejected. It would be very unusual for the federal government to ignore the province.
Now, British Columbia has many Indigenous groups, many First Nations that have treaties. What say do those First Nations have on the question of the pipeline coming through?
Well, the issue of First Nations and this tar sands pipeline is actually quite significant. There are over 70 First Nation communities that are along the pipeline's path, and every single one of them are opposed to this project. The federal government could overrule the provincial government, but they don't legally have the ability to overrule the opposition of 70 First Nations. And that's really where a lot of financial analysts are basically acknowledging that, because there are 70 First Nation communities with legal constitutional rights to stop the project. They're basically saying this project is not likely to move ahead at all.
Apart from Keystone, what are the other alternative pipeline and rail projects that could bring tar sands oil to international ports?
They are now looking at routes to the east. They've actually even floated ideas to go up to the Arctic, which seems a little crazy, but actually certainly possible if they're that desperate. But really, all those other projects have tremendous hurdles. There's either significant Canadian opposition, there's First Nations opposition, it's economically not feasible, and that is why Keystone XL has become a focal point for the industry so that they can pursue a massive expansion plan.
Now, the United States State Department said in their recent report that if Keystone doesn't get built, that tar sands is going to market anyway. What impact do you think the British Columbia government's decision has on that argument?
Well, the decision by the British Columbian government should force the State Department to completely revisit its conclusion that tar sands development will happen anyway. It really illustrates that tar sands development is not inevitable. The tar sands industry will not be able to get its product to Asian markets through the Canadian lands. They're planning, the tar sands industry is planning to get its product through the United States to international markets. Keep in mind that Keystone XL is not a pipeline to America, it's a pipeline through America.
In the wake of this decision by British Columbia, where do you see all of this headed?
Well, I think we basically are looking at unfolding developments every month that demonstrate in both the United States and in Canada that there's more awareness that tar sands and tar sands pipelines pose particular, unique, and greater risks to the environment. Historically, a lot of people thought that this is really the same thing as conventional oil and that there really hasn't been a problem. But the more we learn, the more we realize that this particular type of oil is actually something that is not great for water. It certainly isn't good for climate. And it's not something that most people are wanting to go through their communities.
Danielle Droitsch is the head of the Natural Resources Defense Council's Canada Project. Thanks so much for taking the time with me today.
Well, thanks for having me.
You can listen to great speeches and interviews on accesssacramento.org, or you can go to greatspeechesandinterviews.blogspot.com.
So let me get this straight. You want my clients to stop burning fossil fuels and raising the Earth's climate in the hope of staving off a global catastrophe?
Yep, that is correct.
We've invested a lot of money in the Earth, so technically it's ours. But since we're child-friendly and we're child-positive, and if you drop this ridiculous lawsuit, we're going to give you an entire year's supply of packaged snacks and candies.
Let me confer with my clients. You hear that? Candy, man. Love this stuff. It sounds like a pretty good deal to me. What do you say?
We're talking about the future of the planet here. These guys are plundering the Earth and heating up the ocean.
The Arctic's melting, man.
It's true.
Yeah. End of meeting. Gentlemen, we will not be bought off by your delicious chocolate candies.
All right, we're going to provide you with some free entertainment that we know you're just going to love. The Conkleheads.
Let's have some fun. Hey there, kids, time to have some fun. Forget your worries, let's enjoy the sun. Mother Nature, so strong. Let's see what you've got it all going on.
No, this offer's insulting. No, no.
All right, we're going to give every one of you a mini bumblebee.
What? These are awesome. Hello. You guys, you can check the scores. And it's a camera. Say cheese. Say cheese. You gonna give us toys and funny singing Gila monsters? No way. You know what my clients might be giving up? The Earth. You wanna ruin a planet? Go to Jupiter or Uranus. Global warming is people. It's people. It's their future in the balance. The Earth is not something we will negotiate. We will not settle. We will not settle! Yeah!
Not pay. Honey.
Ew, you've got morning breath.
Sorry, let me try some mouthwash. Oh, God, what? I grabbed the wrong bottle.
No, that's the right bottle.
But it tastes like soap.
That's because it is soap.
Nothing cleans morning breath like soap mouthwash.
Geez, I love soap mouthwash. Not only does it freshen my breath, it also cleans my teeth.
Not medicine-y, not minty. Soap mouthwash always leaves your mouth feeling clean and fresh.
And my kids love it, too. They jump on my husband's stomach to watch the bubbles come out of his mouth.
Yay! I get to pop the next one.
And look for the handy bar of soap mouthwash, too.
I just slip a bar of soap in my mouth at lunch. I'm good for the rest of the afternoon.
Soap mouthwash.
Wow, I just licked my cereal bowl clean, and I can see myself in the shine.
Available now in laundry, dish, and car wash flavors.
But anyway, I wrote a song called Drive On. If I were there, I got a friend named Whiskey Sam. He was my Boonie Rat buddy for a year in Nam. He said, I think my country got a little off track. It took him 25 years to welcome me back. But it's better than not coming back at all. Many a good man I saw fall. And even now, every time I dream, I hear the men and the monkeys in the jungle scream. Drive on. It don't mean nothing. My children love me, but they don't understand. And I got a woman who knows a man. Drive on. It don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing. Drive on. I remember one night, Tex and me, rappled in on a hot LZ. We had our 16s on rock and roll, and with all of that fire, I was scared and cold. We've been crazy and we've been wild, and I have seen the tiger smile. I spit in a bamboo viper's face, and I'd be dead, but by God's grace, drive on. It don't mean nothing. My children love me, but they don't understand. And I got a woman who knows a man. Drive on. It don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing. Drive on. Well, I came home, but Tex did not. and I can't talk about the hit he got. But I got a little limp now when I walk, and I got a little tremolo when I talk. But I finally found out who I am. I'm a walking, talking miracle from Vietnam. Drive on. It don't mean nothing. My children love me, but they don't understand. And I got a woman who knows a man. Drive on. It don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing. Drive on. Thank you very much.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All around the world, I'm gonna let it shine. All around the world, I'm gonna let it shine. All around the world, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Can we see by the one light in all our earth to embrace at the call of all nations, where our children can play in a world without wars? where we stand hand in hand in the grace of creation, where the rivers run clean through the forests of green, where the cities stand tall in the clear skies of freedom. Oh, say do our hearts sing out for harmony and love forever on the planet of our birth, blessed with on earth.
That's all, folks.